Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit Simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Well, welcome everyone to the Sun Cinema Podcast, a weekly radio show that examines the highs and lows of the medium of film through the filtered lens of Washington, D.C.'s only privately owned art house cinema. I am your host, Jason Cauley. I'm joined, of course, by my co-hosts and the proprietors of Sun Cinema, David Cabrera and Ryan Hunter Mitchell. Gentlemen.
I think that was your best one yet, Jason. That was beautiful.
That was pretty solid.
That was perfect. And Jen was even here to hear. You're going to need to play that again for her, or at least portions of it, so she understands Android Jason.
He's really in a good mood today.
Yeah, he was actually feeling really, really serious.
Very strong.
Co-host today,
you
Jen
know what?
Tisdale.
Let's take it from the top.
Let's do it again.
Well, welcome everyone to the Sun Cinema Podcast, a weekly radio show that examines the highs and lows of the medium of film through the filtered lens of Washington, D.C.'s only privately owned art house cinema. I'm your host, Jason Cauley. I'm joined, of course, by my co-hosts and the proprietors of Sun Cinema, David Cabrera and Ryan Hunter Mitchell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Oh, wow. Jason, longtime listener, first-time caller.
Hey, everyone. It's Jason, almost Halloween, and we're kind of all Halloweened out.
Enough of that
right?
shit.
Yeah. How's everyone's weekends? Jen Tisdale, everybody, our guest today.
Oh my god, thank you.
Can you just play this music the whole time?
That's what I'm saying.
It's very relaxing.
That's Philip Glass's score from Thin Blue Line, which we'll talk
really?
More about later.
I knew it sounded familiar.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what did we do at Suns over the weekend? What have we been doing this whole last month at our little cinema?
We did a lot of spooky Halloween things, and also had a little international movie festival.
It was a real cultural October.
Why are you guys always ruining cool things with like nerdy, dumb shit?
Yeah, that's fair. We ask
You're
ourselves
welcome.
That.
Yeah. It's taking its statements and it's taking its viewpoints very seriously.
That's one of my favorite ones.
Wait, can I have this be like a ringtone? I mean, nobody calls people anymore.
Yeah, you gotta be a Patreon member.
Let's say someone I owe money to calls me and I'll just hear Jason's voice.
A huge movie.
What were the highlights of our spooky movie month?
So I would say, starting from the beginning, definitely House. That's November, Jen.
I know.
Yeah, just
roll
used
it.
To it. Soak it in.
House, because Jason came thinking it was the other movie, House.
That movie was a hit for 2 years.
Oh, my God.
And then
did you have him come in and just, like, record a bunch of, like...
No, but we're going to get him.
Yeah, he has to come in and just do... Let's do, like, some classic radio, like...
Like, let's get some reaction shots, Jason.
Yeah. Oh. Like, several angles. We're going to need to finally get our promo picks.
He's actually going to be... I think he's coming to Sun tonight, so...
Okay. Is he coming on Friday?
I'll try to record him.
You guys should purchase some Mad Libs and have him just like read some Mad Libs that you can fill in with words yourself when you need that.
Good idea.
They're all good ideas. What else was cool? We actually had a successful cocktail night.
Yeah.
Some Tales from the Crypt and it didn't suck.
Yeah,
did
Tales
you do?
From the Crypt,
you did
cool.
Smooth. You did episodes of it, not like Bordello of Blood or Demon Knight, which is a movie I'm obsessed with because it's some of Billy Zane's finest work is in Demon Knight.
Ooh, Zane.
I am not. He's in Zane in the Membrane.
I hate that. Make a sample of that one too.
Aren't you glad I'm back?
Gone?
Yeah. Guess who's back? This word player in the studio.
No, we did episodes and good show.
I own every single one on DVD because I'm 85 in my heart and in my body. It feels like just on my right knee.
We rented them on YouTube.
You could have just borrowed them from me.
Yeah.
I guess if you talked to me more, you'd know.
Damn. Noted.
Oh, yeah.
Tetsuo the Iron Man was like, wow. That was nuts.
Pretty wild.
It's like an hour, and you can imagine that it shouldn't go much longer than that.
It's like an industrial music video
it's like
for
a,
an hour.
It's like right? a Nine Inch Nails Japanese horror video. It's nuts. It's cool. Also, I would say one of my highlights, we did this festival, Multiflora Productions Presents. Our good friend Jim Thompson did a bunch of like international movies that weren't horror. Actually, Zorro is kind of supposed to be somewhat
horror. Acid Western, right?
Acid Western horror, maybe. Okay. did this movie called Burkina Rising. And he had some... So it was about the nonviolent overthrow of... whoever was in power up to 2014.
Okay. In Burkina Faso?
Yeah, in Burkina Faso, who overthrew, who had Thomas Sankara killed, who was this...
Like, I'm back. You said murder, I'm back.
Yeah. Who is this, like, cool leftist president who, like, was the first person to put women into power and, like, gave a shit about the environment.
Yay.
And so forth.
So
in
nice
the 80s.
Of him.
Yeah.
So this is not.
I know the bar has been set low, but it was dope.
This is
at
not
the time.
About the person who was just elected in
no.
Brazil.
No. He was killed.
This angel from heaven who's this, next.
Yeah. Anyway, so we had a Q&A set up, but this random group of people brought Thomas Sankara's brother, and then we had like one of the most real like Q&As afterwards. And Jim and I just kept kind of looking at each other like, there's no way we could have planned for this yeah. to be this real or cool. Like,
we're not
real
cool
movie
enough to
stars,
have...
real serious actors don't God do this stuff.
Oh
yeah, but we're not cool enough to have real revolutionaries hanging
yeah.
out inside of our
Well,
cinema.
Excuse me, Legba has attended.
Yeah.
Legba Carrefour has been to your establishment.
Legba. Let's say that name again. We got to find the Bill O'Reilly
Papa,
clip.
Papa Legba. Oh,
saying
God,
Legba
that's right.
16 times.
While flashing to a clip of all the eyeliner on Legba's face.
Should we? Yeah.
Boom. Yeah, sorry. Also, we're trying to talk about like a month of horror movies when literally in my memory in the U.S., I think we've had like a pretty horrific week, which
it's
is...
Been, yes, Brian.
We're obviously equipped to talk about it, so we'll just brush over all of it.
I'll pay $10,000 to Bare Naked Ladies to license just It's Been...
To us?
No, just like
to,
in general.
To this
have,
last
that's
week.
That's what you have to pay per word.
Oh, right.
To that. Well, whatever. Yeah, what's true. Canadian and Canadian? Whatever.
Ruples? I don't know.
Lear?
75 cents on the dollar.
I think they just have like hugs and handshakes.
Maple.
That's their currency. Like, thanks.
I need that coffee.
It's not coming. I'm going to go look.
Yeah, you will never. Well,
Ninja Zombie lived up to the trailer. It was amazing. It was funny.
Yeah,
some of those trailers for those like bad, awesomely bad movies, you think, oh, that's all that's good in it, and the rest is terrible.
So,
but this was...
Those of you who haven't listened all month because we...
You have a life.
Yeah, you have a life. We showed this movie, Ninja Zombie, that's, I don't think, been shown in DC, probably.
Ever, I don't think.
And it was released on VHS, but not even really in the
yeah.
90s, and it's finally out.
Yeah, it was great. It was funny. It was like self-aware and bad, but yeah, it was good. Wild Zero... You know,
great movie.
Always fun.
Fun.
You did Evil Dead, right?
Yeah, Evil Dead was great. All those were... All the classics were good. We did That's some Freddy. Awesome. Sorry we didn't get a Fred talk from Jen.
Oh, nice.
Jen's obsessed with Wes Craven.
Well, my first crush ever was Freddy Krueger, and this is sadly true. Yeah. Like,
what
I,
was it?
I don't know. You know, obviously I have no dad, so it's just kind of like Freddy's like... Not available all the time. He's only available at night. That kind of thing.
You know, put his name on it. It's going to make money.
Yeah, that's actually true. Did you see that Robert Englund sort of teased out? And I think it's because he's just... after the Halloween movie, which was amazing. I'm assuming we've all seen it. If you haven't, I don't know.
I haven't watched a new one. I very much care to.
I haven't either.
It's extremely good. I loved it. You're going to be satisfied.
I heard good things about it.
And I think after the, like the all that hype, Robert Englund was like... I'd like maybe do another one, and everyone's just like, bah! So I think he's just feeling the pressure of.
He's just dropping that he might drop something.
He shouldn't go out on
a bad
was,
one.
Was it Freddy vs. Was that the last one? Freddy vs. Jason, right? Mm. Or was New Nightmare? I think it was Freddy vs. Jason. That should not be like how he goes out. Although he was just on the Goldbergs, so maybe that's how he goes out.
Oh. Spooky.
We did a live score. That was cool. Live accompaniment for the Phantom Carriage. That was fun.
Some weird synths. It was cool. Movie was cool.
Donna Slash did a bunch of horror movies, including Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Yes. You guys talked about that on your special Wes Craven episode. The super, the one they didn't realize had very many homoerotic undertones. And then after the fact, they were like,
this is pretty gay.
This is a pretty gay movie that we made.
All right.
And the kid that played Jesse hadn't come out of the closet yet. And now he's just like, yeah, it was pretty gay.
I mean, Fred. So his first crush may have also been Freddy.
Oh, man. I'll fight you for it.
Well, okay. So enough about us, Jen. You had to hear us talk about our little movie, cinema.
As you know, I love your cinema. I've been drunk in it on numerous occasions. I've yet to see a film.
But this
not true. You came and saw something.
That was a joke. But it was like, it's definitely, I've been drunk more times than I've seen a movie, which is stupid. It's a very lovely
I've probably
place.
Been drunk more than I've seen a movie.
So you didn't have to hang out with us this weekend. You didn't come by Sons at all because you were too busy hanging out with real celebrities.
I was.
Just tell us about, you just finished the Benson Ball,
I did. It's a comedy festival produced by Brightest Young Things, curated by Tig Notaro.
Jen is on loan to us right now from Brightest Young Things.
From the Met. I am my own collection. Here I am. And it was really great. This year was the biggest one. Yeah, there were 17 shows. Six of those were free. I think they all sold out by festival day. And it's at the Lincoln Theater, so that's pretty big. That's 1,200 seats. We had people like Phoebe Robinson from Two Dope Queens, obviously Tig Notaro.
Very
we
cool.
had two Queer Eye fellas, Jonathan Van Ness and Anthony, who I touched both of them.
Were they okay with that, or...?
It was all consensual. Okay, this was 100% consensual comedy festival, which is rare in the comedy world. as noted by the fact that Louis C.K. will not stop getting up at that Comedy Cellar.
Not getting up. Now he's billed. He's put on the damn bill again.
He is, boy, he just
like a
boner you don't want to see.
Guys, he's sorry.
Coming back.
It's fine.
Even apologize. That's my favorite part. He was just like, it was one of those, I'm sorry you feel that way. Let me plug some stuff I've done. And I was like, damn, we've been plugging the stuff you've done, and that's masturbating non-consensually in front of women.
And sometimes consensually, apparently.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah Silverman. God damn it. Like, come on. So anyway, it was a really beautiful festival filled with just, we didn't publicize it as a like non-binary, mostly women, non-straight white men festival, but that's what we aim to do.
Yeah.
And that's what it was.
And that brought good content.
And I hate to say it, but I think that's why it was one of the best ones. Everyone was just relaxed. We know we're not going to have to update that media kit next year and be like, strike another one off of this one, TJ Miller. You can't can't keep putting you on this thing. Anyway, it was really fun, and I'm very tired.
I went to the Jonathan, the early show Saturday.
Yeah, I saw you briefly.
And who was his guest? She worked for the
Mara. His episode actually just dropped.
Ooh.
So you can listen to it on Stitcher or Earwolf or illegally if you're someone who's just doesn't want to do it for free somewhere else.
She was
Mara from the
National Center for Transgender Equality.
Yes.
She's like a director there or one of the founders. She had a great story. They had a really good conversation.
Yeah. It was really and she's was okay. I'm going to get her here.
She was a hoot too.
She was really funny backstage. She was like, I don't know if I'm going to be funny. And I said, And I said, Mara, you're going to be great. All those people are going to feed you. And she said, I'm just kidding. I'm funny. And I was like, Mara! don't you punk me on this.
She had zings left and right. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, she was very, very dry to Jonathan's beautiful, shiny, boisterous, never not moving behavior. He's great.
Yeah, it was a good festival.
It was.
Sounds cool. Sounds like you had a lot of celebrity people around. Well, we're finishing up a cool month of movies at our movie house too, so we're kind of cool.
Yeah, these people don't know who I am. Like the second they leave that festival, so it's not like I was hanging out with all my celebrity pals. I was just like hanging out with people who I put into lifts for free. and then
who was your favorite person to put into a lift?
Michelle Buteau. Michelle Buteau is a comic. She is actually, if you don't know who she is, she's got one of the 15-minute specials on Netflix. She deserves 4 hours.
Okay.
And she's in the middle of filming a television version of The First Wives Club, which is a movie that I love.
Do it.
And it's with Jill Scott, and it's going to be wonderful. So you'll know this person if you don't already know her. She was great.
I already like it.
What kind of car was it?
We actually got a lot of XLs. Nice. Oh. We fancy.
Damn.
We wanted people to feel like they were in our nation's capital, like they were part of the presidential.
Mm. You made them take shared rides, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. They shared them with the president. He takes a pool. Anyway, so that happened, but it's done, and we're done. Halloween's tomorrow night, and it's time to get spooky, even though you guys already had a party. I don't care.
Well, isn't there, like, another party happening here, Jack?
Jack.
At the Line Hotel?
Oh, yes, there is.
Where we do our podcast?
The Washington City Paper and Full Service Radio presents a Halloween marathon from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Yeah, we'll be here basically telling scary stories, playing weird music. You guys are going to come in and,
cool.
You know, we'll...
Yeah, we're going to trash the place.
Are we going to trash the place? Yeah, basically.
Are we going to get on the mic? Is that it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are we going to get on the mic?
Good,
and hopefully we'll have a... I don't think we'll be able to top our old Shining story, but maybe something weird will happen.
I'm basically just going to shut all the mics off and play this on loop.
Huge movie.
over and over.
At one point, we are definitely going to call our medium
who
covered the poltergeist with us.
I mean, Jason will be here.
Cindy Kaza. You should call her. She's great.
So, Jen, as you're closing down Benson Ball.
Oh, emotionally.
And about to jump back into something else heavy. We're also about to... We just unveiled our November calendar, which
I was just holding on to it.
Down by law. We'll talk more about it later, but it's basically...
Wait, say that again.
Down by law.
Ready? Oh my God.
Yeah, we're going to do a bunch of like crime, cop, law movies.
I don't know. You should definitely talk about...
Talk about it.
We should. Are you going to talk about the... Okay.
We will, but I was going to segue it.
Okay.
Because it kind of ties in with what
it
festival
does.
You're throwing
it,
this week.
Not only does it kind of, I would dare I say it does.
It does.
It ties into it. We're doing a true crime festival this weekend. It's called Death Becomes Us.
Boom, boom.
Thank you.
I was going to do it.
It's called Death Becoming on Us.
It's a gavel. I don't know.
I love it. Was that just you?
No.
Jack just starts banging on shit.
there it is. Isn't that like, Law and Order?
Law and
Death
order.
And Order.
Do they use that in every single weird... There's only one Law and Order, right? There's CSI is the one.
So
there's like...
Many.
SVU.
Or there's... Oh, yeah. SVU. SVU is the one that's just about...
SUVs.
Law and Order SUVs. All these murders took place in giant cars. Oh, my God.
Yeah, for your guests for the crime fest, are they all going to ride? Never mind.
One of them is... So we're doing a true crime festival because the world is just like making murderers and serials and doing all that. And we understand that. And I am personally someone who only thinks about that.
Next year, it's going to be a mass murder festival. Boom.
Yeah. That's when we bring the Catholic Church down.
Never mind.
Okay.
Oh man. I love it. So you should come. Do you want to abandon your job and do this? I will. Ew.
Paul Holes.
Will you let me do? I'll do it in order.
Yeah, do your whole thing.
Hold on, girl. I'll do it in order. I have to pull it up because my memory is garbage. Even though I'm in charge of this. Okay. Investigation Discovery. I know that like I'm the last 38-year-old woman on the planet to have cable television. I have it so hard that a cable guy is coming to my house on Thursday to fix something that's not working.
Awesome.
And I can't believe in 2018 that's happening, but that's fine. So Investigation Discovery is like 24 hours of true crime shows, and they're super fun. Like years ago when I first started watching them, they had all these amazing punny names. They had like Wives with Knives. And like that was like, and then
like that.
Every episode was just a woman who stabbed her husband. And I was like, that's how much crime there is in the world. They're never going to run out. Thank you. So we're bringing the best one. The best show there is called Homicide Hunter.
Uh-huh.
Lieutenant Joe Kenda, and his little tagline is, My.
Oh, that's great.
He's just like a real sassy guy. He's got a lot of sassy catchphrases, and I hope that he used them while catching people, and this wasn't just something after the fact, but it's just like, my. It feels like an episode of Scooby-Doo. Anyway.
Do you think he came up with my?
Gosh, you know, I think that like he was like just like an NSYNC fan.
Ooh.
Wait for it. My. Anyway, so that's Saturday, November 3rd. That's a little bit of an early show, so don't get drunk. My mom's coming to that one. And then we're
Is this notes for you? Are you reading your notes for yourself?
I'm reading our festival.
Don't get drunk. My mom's coming
to that one. Get milk, get coffee, get... Oh, shit, that's my grocery list. Sorry, guys. Back to this true crime. And then we have BuzzFeed Unsolved. We just released a bunch of tickets to these sold-out shows. BuzzFeed is almost sold out. These guys are funny.
I've heard of them. They do quizzes, right?
Yeah, they're HQ for true crime. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're basically highlights for millennials.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of quizzes. Oh. Scratch that. Reset from the cut.
It's Mad Libs, except it's just Mothers Against Drunk Driving. So it's just like tips about DUIs. Okay. So that's a crime. And it's true. I have three. Okay. So then we're
no harm, no foul, right?
Yeah. This is a chicken-free place. Woo! These puns. Wow. Look at David. Yep. David is so sad. Okay. We're almost done, I swear. I know this is not what we should talk about.
No, this is...
And then, this is all...
I guess this is what we're talking
about. This is all Saturday, November 3rd at Lisner Auditorium, which has its own true crime background. GW University was one of the universities where Project MKUltra took place, which was that military testing about mind-altering drugs where they just, like, shoved you full of acid and were like, what does this do? That seems fun. And that...
Well...
I mean, honestly, acid...
So Sun Cinema, basically.
Yeah, Sun Cinema. So that was... Sun Cinema University was another one of the universities involved. Okay, then we have Wine and Crime, and these are three hilarious ladies from, like, Minnesota. And so they have, like, it's like, yeah, they have these delightful accents, and they pair a bottle of wine with every show. And they just, like, but they're also, they're extremely informative. So it's not just one of those things where it's just like, I don't know, like, we just, like, murder?
Yeah, because what's the, sorry, I don't want to trash other podcasts
right
now.
It's okay.
What's the murder one?
That's my favorite murder.
Yeah, it's fine, but they're just Wikipedia. They're as lazy as Sun Cinema. But
basically,
like a huge fan.
Sounds like they went to Sun Cinema University. Yeah. So Karen, who's one of the hosts, has been to our comedy festival, and she's really great. But I just like, I love that research. I need that research. And I get that people don't necessarily need that research, but I 100% need that research.
I think they're our fans.
Hey, guys, I need that research. So if you're listening, get a book. So Wine and Crime is at 6:15, 5:30 doors, I guess, so because they don't want people to get all drunk at noon, which is silly. Let's do it. And then we get into a non-true crime podcast doing a crime movie, which is How Did This Get Made?
Oh, they're coming back.
They are coming.
Cool.
Tell them to swing by Sons again.
I wish, but I think that they're going to be in
don't
and out
tell
this
them
time. I get a vibe that they're in and out this time. June's coming, and I'm excited. They're doing Perfect Stranger, which is not a true crime movie. Remember, I don't know if I told you I wanted them to do Party Monster. I want it to be Balky. It's a Bruce Willis, Halle Berry show, and it's just like a crime movie, not a true crime movie. There's been a lot of like back and forth about how we need it to be true crime, and ultimately
can you feed us the Thin Blue Line music while we're talking about this? I think this is
what are the do we the difference between crime and true crime?
One like actually happened, and the other's just like it's like a fictionalized true crime. Is this just this is totally fictional?
True crime. True. Get it.
Got it.
Just locked in.
Yeah.
Well,
I hate you that I fell for that.
We're doing a couple true crime movies.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Well, The Ride is the
only
one. I
was like wondering what the like.
Yeah, true crime sounds like it's like, well, like wait. Crime.
How long did they bleed?
What about fake crime?
Fake crime.
That's like a.
Listen, Donald Trump. Donald Trump out here talking about that fake crime. Okay, then we're into Sunday, November 4th. Thank you. And we have the man, John Douglas, who wrote Mindhunter.
Oh, cool.
Maybe you saw the Netflix show that this is like a dramatization of how he wrote this book. And he literally, in like the 70s, he was an FBI agent. He interviewed mass murderers and serial killers. He talked to Ted Bundy. He talked to Son of Sam. Mm. He talked to Ed Kemper, the co-ed killer. He talked to Charles Manson. And this is how criminal profiling was developed by this beautiful, sweet man who we had to put on a 12:45 p.m. show because, and I quote, he goes to bed early.
Oh.
Because he is a 72-year-old angel. But don't think that he's not super fun and sassy because he was just on this Oxygen show, Kemper on Kemper, and he was bringing that heat. He is bringing heat. Don't you want to like meet a man who like looked into the very dead eyes of like so many murderers? I do.
Oh,
I can't wait.
I love my dead projections coming out. You're just
look
you
at
get
him.
So excited.
Look at his picture. He is holding
killers.
A magnifying glass in his little promo picture. He's the best. Look, this is how he solved all of his crimes.
With that little
with this
glass.
Magnifying glass. He's the best. He's so happy. But honestly, truly, think about it. We would not have criminal profiling today without this man. And if you're like, I can't read, I don't want to read, then go watch Mindhunter on Netflix, you jackass. Okay. We're almost done, I swear. Criminal, and again, this is Sunday, November 4th. This is a two-day festival. This is hosted by Phoebe Judge. She's a public radio person, so it's going to bring you that like NPR like intimacy and like dulcet tones that you crave in your comedy.
We're sitting down with Jen Tisdale, who's telling us about her new crime festival.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, David. So good to be here. I love broccoli. So, Phoebe, their stories are really interesting, though, because they're like these weird small stories. And it was actually on the first episode of her podcast that came out 4 years ago called Animal Instincts about animal murders was the first time I heard the owl theory in The Staircase, because The Staircase doesn't talk about this owl theory. Do you guys know what I'm talking about when I say
no,
these words?
You're going to have to go on, but while you're talking about it, I'm going to search for something. But
okay, search
explain.
For the staircase.
Owl theory.
Well, yeah, there's a documentary on Netflix called The Staircase about a man who allegedly murdered his wife, Kathleen Peterson. And the documentary, like, their next door neighbor is an attorney, and he came up with this theory that an owl did it. This is thrilling. Because there were these small, she had these wounds in her head that were consistent with owl attacks that had been happening in the neighborhood. And there were micro owl feathers, like, embedded in her wounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And the reason why people think her husband did it, obviously, other than the fact that this owl thing is crazy, is that his first wife also similarly died from a bizarre tumble down a set of stairs. So that's a little coincidental. But like, this owl theory is still like a thing that people are like obsessed with. So to get back to the festival, Criminal was the first podcast I heard this theory. And I was like, holy shit, this is bonkers. Nuts, nuts, nuts. If the owl did it, can you even imagine? We're going to have to start killing
this
owls.
This is sounding familiar,
we're
going
to have to start killing owls.
I think we already did.
Okay. All right. Well, they're next on my list. And then we're going to do my favorite podcast. So if you're someone who's like I listen to My Favorite Murder because it's funny, but you want information, here's a funny, dark podcast that has been
Sun
around
Cinema
for
podcast.
7 years. Sun Cinema Podcast. If you like men who murder. Last podcast on the left is the funniest, and their research is spectacular. I'm telling you, they read multiple books for episodes. They watch documentaries, and they're really dark because they're all also, they have a comedy background. Marcus has a radio background. Ben is in politics.
It's Marcus Maron.
It's Marcus Maron. it's called Who the Fuck? And it's about, like, who did this murder? Anyway, yeah, so we just released some tickets to that because that shit sold out.
Nice.
But they are so funny. They're the funniest people I've ever met. And now, the last show we did it, I read super fast, and people are just like, I didn't follow any of that. So I'll give you...
Tell us the last one.
The last show is the Paul Holes, who's the cold case investigator, who apprehended the Golden State Killer. If you read Michelle McNamara's book, Who Was the Wife of Patton Oswalt, I'll Be Gone in the Dark is the name of the book. Paul Holes is the cold case investigator who had been holding on to this case since the early 90s. He kind of took it with him wherever he went when he was like promoted and moved around. And he had always been working on it. And he was one who actually started using like DNA technology.
Cool.
He was one of the first. And then OJ came along. And and that's obviously how they got the Golden State Killer. A relative of his had used one of those sites. It wasn't any of the big ones. It was actually this weird it was a weird janky site. I went to its website and it just was like looked very sad. And I was like, these guys? Sorry, 23andMe. Sorry, Ancestry.com. It was like a weird, tiny, random site. And they were able to use what will probably end up in the Supreme Court for privacy laws. This, like, you know,
you spit in an envelope and we
arrested your relative. They run that information through databases, which, again, is why I think at some point some privacy laws are going to come up.
If you don't think we're living in a security state right now.
Which is why I'll never know exactly how white I am, because, like, what if I murder somebody? I don't want to be in that system. So I guess I'll just have to trust that I'm, like, a shitty white person, because I am. I don't need to know how many, like, levels of whiteness exist in my body. I just know that I'm a fucking white person. Yeah. So
Law and Order level white.
So Paul Holes will be in conversation with a podcast called Small Town Dicks, which is hosted by Zibby Allen, Yardley Smith, who's the voice of Lisa Simpson.
Lisa. Yeah.
Cool.
And identical twin detectives. This is so true. Dan and Dave.
The Click and Clackett brothers.
The Click and Clackett brothers. R.I.P. R.I.P. Welcome to Car Talk. And they're going to be talking with the genealogist, her name is Cece Moore. She's been on like PBS, New York Times. She's like, everyone's all very interesting and wonderful and knowledgeable. And Paul Holes agreed to play a game of Clue with me.
Oh, yeah. Is that going to happen?
Yeah, when he's in town.
When is that? If you need a third, you don't need a third.
I mean, I think more than two people should be playing this game of Clue. Otherwise,
well, if you want one, I like that game.
Otherwise, I'm like, what are we doing? Is this Battleship? So, yeah. So now I'm gonna face a professional cold case investigator.
That's cool.
Game of Clue.
And fuck him up.
Somebody's gonna do
show
it in that
up.
Library. Okay.
All right. Let's move from that to something a little more interesting. Let's talk. I'm just kidding. Damn. Let's look at true crime in cinema. Do you mind? Do you mind taking this journey with us, Jen?
Per David's question, are we looking at true crime in cinema? Are we
this
looking
is
at
true crime
in cinema?
Let's play a clip from. Okay. Jack, can you play that clip from The Eye Doesn't Lie?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, let's see.
If we have it, I mean, if it's possible.
Is this the. Here it is. Okay.
Go all the way to this interrogation room. And this cop puts this confession in front of me, and it says that I killed the man. And why would I sign something like this, you know? And he says, you're gonna sign it. And I said, I'm not gonna sign anything without my realtor looking it over first. And he says, you're gonna sign it, or you're never gonna see a wife again. I said, guess what? I'm happily divorced for 11 years. And he says, guess what, then? You're never going to see your kids again. And he said, I don't have any kids. You know, something's wrong with my ex-wife's uterus. Oh, I don't want to go into it in detail, but her ovaries kind of recoil back like a vacuum cleaner cord. But to respect her privacy, you know, for this, I'll just tell you about the rest of the story. So, you know...
Wait, can I just say something? I think her ovaries are recoiling back from that New York accent. Oh. I would
so
too.
That's from Documentary Now.
That's a real
Documentary Now.
No, it's not. Yeah. Is that a real? Oh, Documentary Now.
Yeah, it's them playing off of Thin Blue Line.
Yeah, yeah. Was that Bill? Like, who was on? Like Bill Hader.
That was Fred Armisen.
God damn it!
They really. I don't know if you guys have seen Thin Blue Line or if you have like at all recently.
It's been a minute.
They rip on it so well in that documentary now episode.
Oh,
they like
one,
get the details.
The one where they do Grey Gardens.
That's incredible.
Oh my god, I love that one so much.
That one they add like a
did
cool
they just
twist.
Do one? Did they do two seasons? One? Is it happening still? Is it done?
Two, and I hear they might do three.
They better. Let's
good
call
show.
Him. I know that Fred Armisen's a fan of the show, so Fred, get it going.
No, but I think the only true crime movies we have in November is Thin Blue Line and The Warriors.
The Warriors.
Escape from Alcatraz.
Based on Escape from Alcatraz is.
Yeah, Escape from Alcatraz is a true story.
Yeah, that's a true story about
that's
The Rock.
That's when they do the papier-mâché heads, which I love.
It's the prequel to The Rock.
I love a good craft story, a story about crafts.
Should we go? Should we like,
yeah, let's talk about Down by Law, November's Calendar.
Yeah.
Give it to us, David.
Yeah, so we are.
You can make fun of it.
Break it down
Jen,
by days.
How we made fun of you.
I don't care. How could I make fun of Con Air? That movie is flawless.
Mondays are all presented by Screen Queen, Josh Vogelsong. They're all 90s queer movies or with queer undertones, none of which I think really fit the crime thing, which is
well,
cool.
Josh was going to do Todd Vember.
He was going to do Todd Vember, but we were having trouble with some Todd Haynes.
But there
Todd
are, there's one Todd Haynes and one Todd Solondz.
Yeah.
So. These all look great.
Tuesdays are all documentaries, except for the 6th, where we'll be doing election coverage, which...
True crime.
Oh, God. That is a true crime.
We're not going to do anything fun for this one, like we did for the 2016 election. No goofy cocktail names or anything.
Maybe let's just have like a couple cases of Lone Star in the goddamn 1%, 1.0001% chance that Beto O'Rourke wins Texas.
We should do.
Should at least just hand out some Lone
Stars. Did you watch his Pod Save America? He was on Pod Save America.
No. Mm-mm. Who's that?
It's that podcast, but they do like a televised version of it, like on HBO or something, and it's really entertaining, and he came out and he was just
skateboarding.
He did a kickflip and then he and his band reunited for the first time in 20 years and they played. Did you not know he was in a band?
Yeah, he was in he's basically Mars Volta, right?
No, he was in Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
He played bass for Katie Lang in the,
he's
on the
reason why,
2004 tour.
He's the reason why Eddie Vedder took on Ticketmaster. Beto was like, listen, we can't be paying these service fees.
Vedder or O'Rourke?
Wednesdays, we're going to be doing...
Oh my God, David.
Yeah, let's move on.
We're going to be doing The Godfather, The Godfather 2. Thought about doing Godfather 3.
But we're going to be close,
it's
better.
Instead. And then we're going to do a night called Law and Order, A Cocktail, which is a
Wow, Jack. Yeah.
Law I mean, and
Jack,
order a
be
cocktail.
Cool not to do it.
But. Jack.
You're just so obvious.
Yeah. So we'll just be watching Law and Order and make people get cocktails.
Make them? What kind of establishment is this?
Get out.
You guys can't watch Law and Order and then make women drink.
That's true.
That's like...
Men need to drink.
All right.
On.
Thursdays. Crooked Cops, kind of, right?
Kind of, yeah. We did Leon the Professional, Serpico, and then we're doing some
cocktail nights.
You guys should play Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call. That's the Cage movie, the follow-up to the Harvey Keitel Bad Lieutenant. And this was directed by Werner Herzog. We've talked about this before. Yeah.
We can't show his stuff. It's like we're not $500 or something for Werner Herzog.
For Nicolas Cage movies.
For Werner Herzog.
I feel like someone could come up with $500. Not me. I'm usually pretty broke, but...
Fridays are cop or what? What do we do here?
I think it's Warriors, it's
Beverly Hills Cop, The Rock, Super Troopers.
I was saying it's like Cops and
All
Outlaws.
Fun. Yeah,
you I know, and heroes fall on both sides of the law on Fridays.
I have Beverly
that's
Hills
good,
Cop on.
That's a good
right?
timeline.
Yeah, they've really been working good. On the newsletter.
Do you want me to bring my vinyl?
Saturdays
of Beverly Hills Cop?
Are
yeah. live score for Beverly Hills Cop.
All like Prison Escape.
It's a lot of saxophone.
Movie.
Yeah, the Escape movies.
Escape.
Great
movies.
Escape.
Escape from Alcatraz, Down by Law,
Shawshank
Redemption, Con Air.
These are all good movies.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying like Shawshank Redemption is beautiful and that's like a crier. I'll be crying on that one.
Yeah. Sundays are all like classics and art house stuff. 12 Angry Men, obviously. Butch Cassidy. High and Low is good. It's a cool Japanese one with Toshirô Mifune.
Kurosawa. And then some Fancy France movie.
Some Fancy France. Le Cercle Rouge.
I was advocating
Alain Delon
for doing, instead of 12 Angry Men, I really wanted Jury Duty.
Yep.
Why didn't
better,
we do Jury Duty?
It's a superior version.
Is it too late? Like, what's happening? Like, just because this is
double
printed?
Feature.
On Thanksgiving, we'll just open up and show.
Okay, guys. Yes. I don't. You
if
know,
we're
you know,
doing anything on
do you know
Thanksgiving,
how many,
it's son-in-law.
Do a Friendsgiving. Oh, yeah, you have to.
So that's how our mind went. We're like, yeah, we put son-in-law on the calendar. I know it's not
I
long
mean,
order.
Obviously you should do a month of Pauly Shore movies where there's like on every whatever day it is, it's all the Paulys.
Pauly days?
Pauly days. Oh.
Yeah. Somewhere though.
I'll email him again, even though I feel like he probably doesn't remember who I am. Because every time I've ever seen him, he's drunk.
And you every yep. email leads off, remember we hung out drunk in Baltimore?
Yep. And he'll probably be like, oh yeah.
How many times a week, month, do you send that email?
I only emailed him last time when we wanted to do Sons-in-Law.
That would have been so
when he was in
cool.
town.
He didn't respond.
Thank you for doing that.
He did. He was already on an airplane and I checked his Instagram to make sure and he was.
Guys, who is she?
I'm a crime solver.
But he knows about Sons-in-Law.
I investigated it. I mean, I doubt he knows it right now at this moment, like in his
he knew
mind.
About it for but sure.
He
the
has,
5 seconds that he read
he
that
has,
email.
He has seen the words Sun Cinema in his
cool.
life.
Cool. I mean, made it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's heard about us. A few, Crispin Glover, we've bugged him via email. He's heard about us.
You guys should do, oh my God, really?
Yeah.
But did he respond?
He did, actually. And our friend Glenn pursued this on his own, on our behalf.
Did you want him to show that movie he made where
I
he uses only,
email.
Like, oh, when he
actually,
used all the actors with Down syndrome?
Oh, man. I went to the, I waited in line for the premiere of that in New York, and the crowd was so weird that I left the line.
Okay, is this about, oh. is this about the cast, Jack? Because that's a little
no,
fucked up.
No, I said the crowd of people that were
yeah,
there
but
to
maybe
see that
they're
film.
Like,
I had no problem with the cast.
I don't know, controversial. Just kidding. Yeah, that movie is...
Did you see it?
Yes.
Yeah,
I also
gotta
have a,
be bad.
I also have an autographed copy of a weird book that he wrote. I don't know, man. I love Crispin Glover.
Yeah, me too. I mean,
there were we talked about how like there were weird like laws established after they used his likeness in Back to the Future 2 without his permission, because you know he didn't return to the movies and they used the previous cast like the mold they have of his uh-huh. face for makeup and they just like put it on another actor and that's why that guy was hanging upside down to just like make it less easier to see.
That's
the...
basically what we've done with Jason.
Yeah.
<on this podcast.
laughs>
Oh,
so yeah,
man.
So now
I can't judge. We're just using the remnants we have. From
real movie stars, real serious actors don't do this stuff.
All right, here's I've never even opened this email. I feel like an asshole, but I am. Okay, so Glenn, our buddy, he'll be on the show next time
he loses a job. You keep saying that, but...
He'll lose a job. I have faith.
He'll lose a job.
Yeah, and then he'll be able to come in on Tuesday. Okay, so hi, Crispin. Would still love to help facilitate a DC screening during your upcoming fall East Coast tour. I saw that you'll be in New York, New Jersey at the end of September. Please forward your logistical requirements, blah, 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 so we can reserve an appropriate venue. I wish you would have mentioned. Oh, yeah. Additionally, there's an independent cinema and bar in DC called Suns that hosts a weekly podcast and would very much be interested in having you on while you're in town. This would have been cool.
Guys, actually, away, as someone who has to communicate with Pabus people for events and logistical things, Glenn's made some mistakes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, talk us through it.
Yeah.
Well, we don't ask someone to send along logistical information until they've been like, hey, I'd love to do this. We don't be like, you don't be like, hey, come to this thing. Send me your rider now. And it's just like, cool, slow down, Glenn. We got to ease into it, Glenn. Glenn, well, okay. You want me to do it?
Here's his response. Hi, Glenn. Thank you for contacting me. I've been acting in multiple productions that has not let me tour for a while, but I very much want to come to the Arlington Draft House. Didn't give a shit about
Suns. Oh my god, Crispin.
I didn't even respond to it. It seems like my first schedule opening to start touring again will be after August of this year. Let's get in contact closer to that time and start to figure something out.
Was that this year, 2018?
Yeah, Crispin did respond.
Okay.
We will put Crispin up in this hotel gladly.
First of all, I need him to not go to Arlington. Like, his target demographic is not in Arlington, Virginia. Am I crazy right now? Obviously, you're just going to get all the weirdo Back to the Future fans.
Yeah.
Are going to show up. Yeah. Jack.
Now I'm ready. I see a hotel room on me. Jack,
okay, so we could do a hotel room. Crispin Glover. I would love to show his weird
stuff. Wait, don't do what?
Jack, please don't kidnap Crispin Glover and make him stay at this hotel. Jack.
I mean.
We talked about this, Jack.
What if he did a weekly show here?
He lives in like... He lives here now.
Yeah, he now lives at the line.
No, he lives in like, he has a castle in like Czechoslovakia. I follow him on Instagram and he's constantly, you guys don't know really? This? Go what to his Instagram. Dude. It's beautiful. He constantly posts like photos of what he's doing to it. And he has like peacocks and he's like, you know, restoring it back to its original glory. And it's beautiful. And like, that's just Crispin Helion Glover. Or maybe it's Hellion, but I say Helion.
He's great.
That's his middle name. I don't know how to say it because I've never heard it, but it's H-E-L-L-I-O-N.
He would have a castle.
Definitely. It's so beautiful. And every time he updates it, I'm like, yes, like, you're the best.
What movie is this from? Okay, he has this really cool, weird movie.
That's literally everything that he does.
That's all he does. But his own shit is, like, pretty out there. I just added a link, Jack. I don't know if it's any good, but I know there's just Crispin Glover, like, Ruben, and Ed.
See? Like, this is his castle.
Oh, yeah, this is classic.
He's, like, fantastic.
My cat can eat a whole watermelon. Yeah, this is just his cat water skiing. I'll show it.
You ever see this movie?
It's so weird and crazy.
Is that his actual cat?
Wow! And floating, wearing giant platform. We're going to describe to you the visual.
This is
I'm sure he scored this too.
Wow.
Yeah. Puppet cat water skiing behind a boat.
Yep.
Cool tunes. Crispin.
Hello, Ruben. I love you. I love your shoes. You're a king. A king. A king.
My cat can eat a whole watermelon.
Oh, I love him. He's such a weirdo.
Can we just play this music and let it ride us out? We're all good
done?
Here.
Yeah,
right, we're
thanks,
done.
Jen. All right.
Thanks.
We did it.
Next week's guest,
Crispin Glover.
Yep. Hey, weirdo! Come out and play! Come on, weirdo, you cats down here! Uh-oh! Cat overboard! Not much of a swimmer, is he?
Hey!
Hey!
Blah, blah, blah.